It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It is Friday, or I wish it was Friday. It's Thursday. So we are joined on the phone by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping it's Thursday. I'm really behind.
I know. I've made some grave errors if today's actually Friday.
Well, we've had a lot going on. I think we've met the council's met three times since I last talked to you, which that might be a record.
That's a lot.
We had a marathon meeting last night. So
yeah, there was a lot on the agenda. So I'll let you dig in with what stood out to you first, and then I definitely have some follow-ups.
Okay. Well, first we started off with a resolution acknowledging harm that our town and police committed against several individuals on Graham Street in 1990. It was an operation called Ready Rock. It was part of supposedly the war on drugs, where our police department and sheriff's department surrounded a building in the Northside neighborhood, locked it down, threw people to the floor. I mean, it was just not handled well at all, but it was very traumatizing to the individuals involved, who were almost entirely Black. And there was a community gathering about it last week to discuss what happened and the feelings that were still around there. And so the town, we had the former public defender, James Williams, come in, and we honored a resolution to acknowledge the harm and to apologize. And so it was very moving as we're trying to open up our true history and shine a light on things, so that we can acknowledge the things that we did wrong and learn from them so that we should never repeat. But part of that acknowledgement is apologizing to folks and trying to figure out how we move forward together to heal over these things. And so very proud of our staff, who worked really hard along with James and some other people to bring this to the community so that we could talk about it. And we have another big important event along the same lines, which will be the James Cates Memorial, which will take place on campus on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, honoring his life and the trauma of him being unjustly killed and not getting any justice for the family for his murder. And so a lot of this going on for us to be able, like I said, to shine that true light on our past and come together as a community to say, we want to do better than this. We want to honor all lives. All lives matter. So anyway, on to other normal business stuff. We took two votes last night. We took more than that, but the ones that we're excited about is adopted a community priority process to reduce the time it takes for affordable housing projects to get through our review process. And then we awarded a lot of money out to various affordable housing providers so that projects, including Habitat Weaver's Grove and the Homestead Gardens and the Peach Apartments, which are all shovel ready to go, get out of the ground and get going. We're working really hard to put our town's values into action, and we're committed to doing so. And we've made some really good progress in affordable housing and rehabbing existing housing. And then we voted on our ARPA money to go for downtown, which is exciting, so that we're going to do a mobility study to figure out how we get people and bicyclists and transit and cars moving through our downtown in a better way, a safer way, a more helpful way, especially because we have some new businesses coming downtown. We had the big announcement on Friday that Longfellow is coming to downtown. They have purchased several properties. They are going to build another wet lab building, life sciences building, in our downtown, and have a pedestrian plaza open up across the property to connect Rosemary and Franklin Street. Provide a lot of jobs, provide a lot of customers who are here 12 months of the year in our downtowns to help our businesses thrive. They really believe in the future of life sciences in our community because of all the research dollars that go in to things going on in UNC campus in that department. So we're very excited about this and really have been working to try to promote to get businesses for our downtown and our town in general to help us be more sustainable economically for the future. And this is aligned with the university as well. They're very excited, and the Downtown Partnership, and it just really, really coming to fruition, the plans, the studies we did to say, who can we be, what do we need, what's our niche, and to get this kind of response from all the effort we're putting in was huge.
That is a lot, for sure. And there, I know there's more. There's more still, but I do have a question.
And I'm just like, wow.
So on the... on the affordable housing projects that you mentioned, when are we likely, you said that those were kind of shovel ready, when are we likely to see construction actually start, and what kind of timeline are we looking before folks can be moving into those places?
So first up, CASA is supposed to open in January. They already were awarded a LIHTC grant, and they're opening up in January is the plan, and that'll be great for, I think it's 48 individual units there, half in Chapel Hill, half in Carrboro. The Peach Apartments wants to break ground this summer. Weaver's Grove has broken ground and been putting in their infrastructure, and they're ready to start building and like within a couple of months. Homestead Gardens was waiting to find out if they got these monies because we came up short as prices were increasing, so they're ready to go. The plans are drawn up, so they're ready to break ground this year as well, 23 coming up. And a couple of the other projects going on, I'm not exactly sure the timelines, and then we're hoping that some CDBG monies can go to Hope Renovations and St. Paul's Amy, both groups that applied for different money, pots of money. And we could only go so far. We did use some of our reserve money to help out with this and the bond monies and the ARPA funding. So we're excited about getting as many units out of the ground as possible as quickly as we can.
And we were also talking about the Rosemary Life Sciences project that is definitely going to be great. But I wondered if we could talk a little bit about the Rosemary Parking Deck project that has hit a bit of a snag and how that affects the other development along Rosemary.
It did hit a snag. It was a very disappointing news, but it's just a hurdle that we will be crossing. We weren't able to find bedrock at the level we wanted to find it at, and the project had to be redesigned. Parking decks, as you could imagine, are very heavy in nature, and so you have to be able to anchor in. And so it's off schedule a little bit, but it plays right in line with everything that's coming on. The 136-137 building, which is being rehabbed as we speak, should be opening this spring. We will find parking for the people working there. We already have a full Wallace deck and a full lot, too, with things going on every day I go by, and it says zero spaces. I'm probably the only person that gets excited about that, but it's really good. Then we've been moving people over to the 140 West lot and over to what we call the Polcaro lot, where the new hotel is going. We've been using that as temporary parking. They are supposed to break ground, though, in early 23. So we will find other places to park people until the deck opens. We have other prospects coming in, too, who are very excited. Longfellow had said one of the reasons is they saw the town was investing in the downtown. So we're excited about that, bringing more folks to our community. And the ARPA funding goes towards all kinds of things to help clean up downtown, to make it, as we call, sparkle. And we've been working with Downtown Together, a partnership with UNC and the Downtown Partnership in the town, to come up with the list of things to get done, and we're very excited about what it's producing. So we're really happy. The deck is pushed out to completion date of November 2023, and the finances still work really well. It just takes a little longer to start making money, but it's completely covered in what we call an enterprise fund, and the revenues generated from parking help pay the debt for this site in the front end, though, since we don't have revenues coming in right this moment, we are using some of our parking revenues and some of our debt fund to pay that loan as we have borrowed the money.
Our guest is Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and we're still unpacking a robust council meeting from last night. Is there anything else that came up in there that you wanted to touch on that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I would just say we gave a shout out to our Special Olympians who competed in the U.S. Games last summer in Florida. They won a gold medal in basketball. We were very excited for them. And many of the athletes came last night along with their coaches. That was a lot of fun to celebrate our own hometown heroes. And then we did a big hooray out to our poet laureate. We had CJ Suit is transitioning out. We're going to celebrate him more formally in a couple of weeks. But our new poet laureate will be coming in, and that's Cortland Gillum, and he's also a doctoral student at UNC, and we're very excited. He will come share a poem with us at the beginning of the year and participate in many events. as CJ did. And so we're excited to have this transition, very grateful for the work that CJ, and very excited for Coltrane to come in, Cortland to come in. So that's really good. And I'm trying to think, we did a lot of votes last night. I'm like, it really was a long meeting.
Well, we're almost out of time. I actually had a couple more questions, but we basically have a minute left. So I'm just going to go ahead and let you say anything that you wanted to get out there, non-council meeting category.
Just that it's, you know, as we head into the holiday season, people get a little bit more excitement in the air. Our holiday parade will be coming up on December 3rd. It's always a lot of fun. We're glad to have it back. You know, it took a hiatus during COVID, and then the JCs decided they didn't wish to be involved anymore, so it took a little while to put one together. But it's a lot of fun. We're trying, and Christmas markets downtown. We're really trying a lot of things to help bring people together. The food truck rodeo, the Thanksgiving on Sunday was a marvelous hit. I love the way that we're having events and activities and places that do bring folks together. And then we're working towards that green everywhere greenways, the complete communities. Look for more information coming out about that shortly as we are wrapping up that project to present to council to vote on with this new idea and coming together with a master greenways plan and figuring out how we do development differently to fit in and use those greenways instead of your car. So very excited about all those types of things coming our way.
We've been visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and it's always a pleasure to catch up. I appreciate you taking the time and look forward to next week.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm hoping we're not talking next week.
Oh, that's a good point. We will not be. I won't be here next week, so you'll be busy with your family as well.
I'll be cooking a large crowd. I love to cook for Thanksgiving. It's just fun to have everybody back celebrating together and just not doing work, so it's really nice to get together. So happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, take care and happy Thanksgiving to you too.
All right, bye.